Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. Montana is recognized as both a health professional shortage area and a medically underserved area. According to the Montana Hospital Association, the healthcare workforce is among the fastest aging in the country. On top of that, the state employs only 1,920 medical assistants for a population of over 1.1 million. The Federal Trade Commission says large retailers like Walmart, including the 14 in Montana, are not justified in charging inflated food prices now common on store shelves. President of the advocacy group Farm Action, Angela Huffman, calls on regulators to fine the grocers or more.
This would be kind of the farthest extent of what they could do, but go so far as breaking them up. In years past, they broke up the telephone companies and the railroads, and that would be the ideal outcome for us, is to take away their excessive power.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
If you're using dyed diesel fuel and driving on Montana's public roads, you may not know this, but you are breaking the law. The small savings you see at the pump could end up costing you up to $5,000 in fines. Dyed diesel fuel is not taxed and is intended for off-road use only. Please, do the right thing. Don't use dyed fuel on Montana's roads. To report violators, you can call 1-888-FUEL-LAW. Thanks for your help. This message brought to you by the Montana Department of Transportation.
When Torgerson's recently acquired five of the former Titan Machinery dealerships, it was kind of a game changer. Now this region's legacy Case IH Ag Equipment Company has added Case Construction Equipment to their Torgerson lineup. With Case skid steers, N-Series backhoe loaders, and compact track loaders. Or how about the powerful Case G-Series wheel loaders? For the most demanding construction, farms, or feedlot, Case Construction Equipment. Now at Torgerson's, or go to Torgerson.biz.
Montana State University is planning to award degrees to over 2,400 students at its upcoming spring commencement set for May 10th in the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse. About 210 students earning certificates and associate degrees from Gallatin College will also be honored at that time. Parking will be free for the day, and tickets will not be required. Ravalli County school elections are set for Tuesday, May 7th, and they will be conducted by mail only. 15 candidates have filed to run for school trustee positions in Ravalli County this year. The 44th annual Icebreaker Road Race is set for Sunday in Great Falls. The event, named one of the top 100 road races in the country by Runner's World magazine, is geared toward all comers from elite runners to families. All races for runners and walkers begin at the Great Falls Civic Center and end at Gibson Park. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.